name, so it's hard to use forgotten hold.
Okay.
So, do you know them or?
The names?
Yeah.
From us or?
Yeah.
Jens?
Yeah, I know, but your surname.
Damon. D A W
N. W O O. Okay. What's your name?
Paul Wiesel. Paul Wiesel.
W I E S. Is that
a
Z?
Z.
E R. Okay. What's your name?
Martijn.
Yeah, but what's your name?
What?
What's your name?
Abby.
A
B B E F. Okay, thanks.
I was a little short on time.
Yeah, me too. So
yeah, same.
Oh no, just very
small. Oh, let's see which one was.
So we're 40 minutes. So we have 40 minutes for this second meeting, but we have to make sure that we that we know what we're going to make, what the product is going to look like. First, I have the notes of the last meeting, so I show them to you. How do I escape this?
What?
How do I escape this in this presentation?
Okay,
so have a look at this one. Okay, so the points we had last meeting was the should be a universal remote control. No, that's wireless. I just got an email from the personal coach, and it should be a TV remote control only. So you have to change that part.
Okay.
So yeah, it still has to be a remote control for kids and audience. It's still the same. At these points, we have to.
Okay.
You all know them. But there's another point. The main people of interest of this company are 40 plus people, so they are old and not younger people. That's fine. Especially old people, maybe bigger buttons or something like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's it. So this you can do your presentation for the
which one for
it?
Okay.
Oh, it doesn't matter, this is fine.
I used the marketing report on the site. I think you have read it too. And furthermore, I served it on the other side.
I didn't read it, so it's not for me. I didn't get it.
I didn't think you got it.
Yeah.
Okay, it was a report about an experiment with a lot of users, and they had a lot of findings in their report with statistical with statistical proof. So I have 3 pages with findings. And a lot of findings, so we can use this to create our own remote control. 75% of the users find most remote controls good. Yeah, I think that's a lot. So we have to make a beautiful remote control. 80% of users would spend more money when a remote control would fencing. I think this fits at what Michiel said about older people. Older people will spend more money for something what is good, because the younger people are more critical about where they spend their money at. 75% of the users said they sat on that. Well, okay, that's normal. I think we have to make a good set buttons.
The last point is quite interesting.
Yes, 50% of users say they only use 10% of the buttons.
So if we
already said it,
yeah.
And maybe our full open system is a good one, but I don't think it's.
Yeah, if you have the 10% on the top, then you're.
Yeah, the 10% on the
yeah.
top. That's a good one. Page 2, remote controls are often lost somewhere in the room. That's exactly what we said about maybe a home station for it to recharge the batteries or something. I thought maybe we could make a clap system, so when you clap in your hands it will beep or something. You must find it quickly.
Maybe just a button on the home station, so remote control beeps when you click that button on the home station.
Okay, yeah. It takes too much time to learn how to use a new remote control. I think we must take a look at this. It's only 34%, but it's a tough one. Because if you make a whole new product or own style, this is a difficult difficulty. Next, remote controls are bad for RZ. Only if they zap a lot and they watch over 5 hours TV or something. I don't think we mustn't look too much at the last part. Okay. Last page. the last experiment was about gadgets, like speech recognition. We didn't think about that already. And an LCD on the remote control. We already talked about that. They finally had a conclusion that younger people under an age of 45 are more interested in new features, and that they are more critical. And older people want to spend more money, but they don't want to have a lot of new features because they're in their old thinking way, and they want to keep the old things the old things.
So we have a new age
but
40
but
plus.
But you already said that the company was about 40 plus
people. So
clients.
Yeah. So we just can skip the LCD on the remote control.
We can speak. We can skip speech recognition directly because
yeah.
it's not reachable for
okay.
€25. Then I have my personal preference. Okay, that's not very good because. I thought about television, if we play stereo and VCR, I had a question about, but it's already out of the question. My point is, well, if we may make a remote control for only television, I think it's hard to sell it for €25, but it's the exercise.
Because it's too expensive.
Yeah,
yeah
only for television. On the market you can now buy for €20 a remote control for everything. And we only make it for television, so we must make it very special.
Yeah, it's good usability, so you can use it.
Okay, I thought about the home station. It must be simple, because the elderly people need to use it. And I found the motto, and we put the fashion in electronics. And that's the motto we are referenced to for our style. We have to make a new product, we have to be one of a kind.
So it has to look
unique.
Company is about their own fashion, their own style.
Yeah,
but old people are not looking for that.
Well, I think
not really.
I think the main thing is the usability. That's when we can make it a special product.
Okay.
Keep it simple.
But we also have to stand out because there are already, like you said, so many controls out that supports a lot of stuff, but we have to make sure that we're better in usability and stand out by just the looks of it, so make it just a different color or a different shape, so.
Okay.
Okay, this was my presentation.
Thanks.
So Paul, you can do the next one as well.
Yeah.
It's on the net thing, yeah.
Okay, technical functions design. Okay, well, so we have bot audience, that isn't true anymore, but we have elderly people, so we need to keep it simple. The way I want to keep it simple is to use the standards, so standardized methods like ONO remote controls. Not too full, like Jens already said, only 10% is being used.
So what do you think of only the numbers and the on-off button? Or?
Yeah, actually on the next page, but
okay.
Yes, basic functions like numbers and that sort of stuff. So the options that we put on there should be easy to use, and because you have more room there, and for elderly people, big buttons, an icon on it or text on it, so it's very clear what that button does. So it doesn't take much time to figure out how to use it. A way to find out what people use is maybe just use questionnaires on the internet, or just ask some random people, elderly people, what they use, what they want on remote control, to find out what there was already in one done. Well, functions I could think of, volume, channels, the basic, I call it the numpad, just 1, 2, 3, etc. Text service options, basic on off, and I found in, could I think of favorites? I'd always look up the same pages on text, and I always have to click the number.
Okay.
What if you could make a new option that you just have to press one button and you get on your.
Yeah, but then you have to remember what favorite is what channel, so you might as well remember the number, or not.
No,
maybe it's too complicated, I'm not sure.
Well,
it's a good idea.
It was just thought, so I would find it handy, I think, when you just press one button and you get on 666.
Yeah, okay, but how can you remember what channel connects to what favorite button?
I was reading on the page, remote control just sends commands, basic commands to television. So switch to channel 6.
Yeah.
So button 6 says 6. And if you make favorites, it can say 666 in a row, just numbers.
Yeah, okay, but for a user to remember, if I press that button, it goes to that channel.
Well, if you set a favorite.
Yeah, but isn't it hard to remember, like favorite one? And
maybe for me, if I use my telephone, I never use those buttons to call.
No, neither do I.
So, and
okay, no, well, maybe not.
If I don't do it, maybe old people.
No, maybe older people.
Yeah,
well, they don't like new features, so maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
I'll play pause. On the note, it's usable.
It's not. It's still not. It's not anymore.
Not anymore for TV. Right on off. I don't know. Did I miss any other buttons? Basic buttons. I couldn't think of any other, especially not for TV.
Just on the front as well. No, that's the only thing you need.
The next and previous. Previous I know, but next channel?
Just the channel, what I mean is
like a web
six,
browser?
Seven, eight.
Oh, okay.
Just
but there's also a button to go to the channel you've been before, like a web browser back button.
I know, I don't have.
Yeah, I know what it is, but I think it's all too difficult for all people.
Okay.
Only when you want to go to. Yeah, just use when you want to switch between channels all the time.
And how do you want to do it? Like, if you have a channel above 10, normally you can press 1,
yeah,
0,
I
or?
Think, especially for older elderly people, use the standard button. So you have that.
The 10 plus, or?
Yeah, the 10 plus button. just one pressing or quickly after each other.
Okay.
To just keep it simple and standard features.
Yeah, wouldn't it be a problem to, because you have to be fast enough, maybe the elderly people.
Yeah, but I think that's in the TV as well. That's how the TV handles it. But you can have a button that says to
yeah, it's
okay.
It's not
two stripes, so you have like a
yeah, but
5 seconds period to press those two buttons.
And what Paul says, it's not a remote control that. Makes the TV do 1, 2. It's the TV who depends that it must
okay.
be 2 seconds or 3 seconds or 1 second that you must type
so
one.
So if you have a
yeah.
universal TV controller, you need that one button that has two stripes.
Yeah.
So you have a period of, I don't know, 5 seconds to press those buttons. And
yeah.
you know, for elderly people to look, one, two, press and aim. And
but do we still need a two-level remote control? Because if you only have
it's
that
only for television now.
So
only
I don't think so.
No.
I just thought of another one. Most things in modern TVs are also on the menu.
Yeah.
So we also need a menu button, and then navigation. But we can
yeah.
integrate that with volume and previews and next. So we have.
I think you really have to divide between functions you often use, like maybe switch channels and volume and that kind of things, and the menu button, because you almost never use the menu button.
Yeah,
so
okay. But,
maybe it's still a good idea, I'm not sure. You also have to use a mute button to
yeah, mute button, yes.
Maybe, not, I don't know where you have to put it.
Yeah, well, I think that's a layer step. You just now have to figure out what to put on,
okay,
what we're
yeah.
going to use,
yeah, okay.
and later we can do the design. Okay, now my personal preference is using the standards, basic. I think that we should stand out unique, being unique with the design. So we have to, I don't know, make a different shape than usual. So when you are in the shop and you see our TV controller hanging, that it stands out, not just in a row and you see all the same remote controls.
Yeah. Does it have to be, this has to be with different colors or?
I don't know, different colors.
Maybe we can get it out in different colors. We can choose.
It's like an iMac or something. So make it
yeah, well, why not?
That's fancy. That's
but it looks cheap as well, because it's a small thing, it's only 24 euros. It looks very cheap if you make it.
Well, maybe you can look at mobile phones.
Oh, you just, I know what happened.
Another front.
Yeah, we have to look at mobile phones, that's right.
They're designed very well. Well, basically, are the same, just a bit smaller. You think you can't make a TV controller too small, of course, then you will always lose it. But, well, I think that's a good example.
Okay,
we have to hurry up a bit because
okay,
I'm
so
is
well
it fin you finished? Okay.
Yeah, I'm finished. I think we discussed that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the working design, the method I use is search the web. Just a web page provided. Basically, I'm not very technical educated, but I could figure it out. Basically, what happens is you press a button, then the circuit gets closed by pressing the button, like a switch. And by closing that certain circuit, the chip knows what button is pressed, so like you press the one, that circuit is closed, and then the chip produces a pattern, like a Morse code, to and sends that to the LED, that's the light emitting diode, I think, and the light emitting diode is producing infrared light. That's invisible to the human eye, and transmit that to the TV. However, there's also a visible diode that's blinking red if you look in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another diode, I believe, because infrared is not visible. So that's two different
so
things.
So we also have to have a LED.
I think so. I'm not sure if
it's
the
yeah,
same
it's I think
is
it's
just to indicate that it's transmitted.
Yeah.
So
or just
the
green one, because it's if you use it, it's green or red. It's green.
Yeah, maybe.
I think it indicates that it's active. It's not.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's just the
red shows up like something's wrong, and green is like it's okay.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe
depends
on
almost remote controls is red.
Yeah, I
yeah.
know. Okay, we make it.
So
maybe, well, we don't have to make it red. Maybe integrate it into design as well.
Yeah, if the whole remote control becomes green if you press the button, that's cool.
Yeah. Oh, wait, it would be it now.
I think the batteries will
just
be.
now we have a recharge, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah, okay.
If we can still make that.
Then but it doesn't have to be red, it's just to indicate something.
Yeah, that it's working. It's not,
yeah.
not the
but
best
cool
thing.
It's
not very important.
Green or red or whatever.
Yeah.
Just to indicate it's working.
So
and the receptor in the TV senses the pattern. So we have to understand what patterns are used to, you know, to make it universal so that it can be used with all the TVs. We have to really understand what patterns are used so we can, otherwise it won't work.
So we have to make buttons for that as well? To make
no,
to
the chip is producing the pattern. So we have to make a chip that produces patterns to,
okay.
you know, to
an automatic research function for each television.
Yeah,
something.
Or I don't know how it works. It wasn't explained there.
Well, I use a universal remote control, and beforehand you have a list of all the TVs you have, etc. And you have to put in a number,
yeah.
so it works on your TV.
Okay.
Oh, I have a modern one. And the modern one, you type search, and the LED began to blink, and after a short time, the television turns off. And then you know, oh, it's the right one, and you can stop it, and then it's okay.
Yeah, okay.
So you don't have to search for your television or your code.
Okay.
It searches the pattern for itself.
Okay.
Yeah. So we use that.
So we have to make a bit more intelligent chip than the standard one,
yes.
because
yep.
you have to. Yeah.
Can you just say it again, because I was just looking at this, just
okay.
to sure.
Well, you have this chip,
yeah.
that's when the circuit is closed,
mm-hmm.
produces the pattern. But basically for brands of TV, these patterns are different. So like when you press a one on one TV, it goes to one. And on the other TV, it won't work, basically. So basically what you have to do is get these patterns right.
Yeah.
And that can be done by just
changing the signal.
Yeah, changing this pattern all the time. And what he's doing when he's configuring this pattern, this chip, is trying to switch off the television. And when it's switched off, you can push your button. It's working now, so and then it saves that setting.
Okay.
And
yeah.
then it's working.
Yeah, that's the right.
Okay. Well, the components. Yeah, that's a bit technical, and I was a little short on time. But I think I understand it. The energy source is the battery, basically.
Yeah.
That's connecting to all the components because it has to be fed with energy. Okay, the subcomponent is, I think it is the button pressed. So basically when you press a button, a switch gets closed, and that's connecting to a chip, so the chip knows what button you pressed. And the chip sends out the pattern to the infrared bulb. I didn't put the description by this one. This is a normal bulb, so a normal flashing light.
Okay, so that's the LED.
Yeah, Yeah, and this is LED too, but this one is producing infrared light,
Yeah.
it's invisible, and this one is producing normal light.
So we can make the normal one also a normal light, not a LED light, but a normal one.
Yeah.
To flash up your
If you use the buttons, both of them works, but the one you can't see and one indicates that you use a button.
Because when you press a button and it doesn't work, can basically, if the battery is low, it won't work.
Yeah.
So you have to indicate that it's.
Maybe you have to put a small light around the button you push, so you see green if you push that button.
I think it's unnecessary power you use there.
Yeah, but if you do that, you know that you're sending a signal.
Oh, okay.
And it's you
it
also
have
know
to be
which
on
button.
And the whole remote control have to be that.
Yeah, that's fine. But
everywhere and then.
But does it make any difference for the energy you use?
No, I don't think so, but it will look different, and I think we need to find something else.
It looks different, yeah.
Yeah. Because otherwise we will just make another standard, and our motto also is.
Is LEDs beneath the buttons.
Yeah, around the buttons, or in the buttons even.
Yeah, but. Like
when
you push it,
then you won't see it.
You have your finger over the button, so you can see.
It must be around it then.
Yeah, or maybe on top of the green
yeah,
light.
Yeah, yeah, not here, but
yeah,
here.
There. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
The same as a telephone or a mobile phone. Or
yeah, I was thinking about that. On a mobile phone in the dark.
It lights up. Everything lights up.
Everything lights up. Why ain't that on a remote control?
It only takes. A little energy.
Yeah, if a mobile phone, a phone can do it.
Yeah, maybe that's a good idea for old people as well.
Yeah, and if you are in the dark, you can't see the numbers.
It's only a few LEDs, only four or something. Four LED.
Yeah, I don't know, but if we use a battery station, which I think we will use.
Yeah,
that's a good idea. Okay.
Yeah, we'll have to power.
Everything agree? Everyone agrees to that? Or
yeah.
Yep.
Maybe what Paul said on the home station, a button to call your remote control.
Okay.
Yeah. Also
but do you have to make a sound device in it then?
Yeah, there must be sound in it.
That guy shouldn't take.
Yeah, but maybe it's that's a little too hard to make, especially for that kind of money.
Nah, 25 euros, I think we can.
The production cost is 12.5.
12.5. Okay, but we only have to make it for television then.
I think
you must have something special.
You also
so
have remote controls with a lot of options, but we lose about 90% of those options. So I think you can.
We have to give our customers some extras.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we will save money with that.
Okay, you're almost finished, or?
Yeah, the personal preference I didn't fill it out.
Okay.
It was short on time.
Okay.
But. Basically, what we could do too is have a Bluetooth integration.
Yeah, I just want to talk some about some more, so maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. A new project requirement.
Teletext has become outdated since the popularity of the internet, so a teletext option. Maybe we have to skip that one. I'm not sure. I don't think so.
I think a lot of people use
teletext.
And
it's on your it's on your television. It's only one button, so I think you definitely should use it. Yeah, that's what I told you, the remote control should only be used for a television, so that's maybe easy. And the 40 plus people already told you. Oh no, sorry, this is a problem. Oh, sorry about that. The new product should reach a new market with customers are the younger than 40. So it should be flashy or just more interesting.
Okay, that's
sorry about that, but just didn't read it. No.
Right.
So, did you make some decision about that?
Yeah, that kind of changed the whole situation.
Well, yeah, then we have to make some nice features. I think the thing in the dark is a good way to make more like mobile phone, more modern.
Yeah.
That's important, I think. And
LCD doesn't work for 12.5 euros, I think.
And I don't think it's very usable in remote control, especially when you only have TV functions on it.
Nah.
So
I don't think you'll use it often, because you can see on the television what channel
you're watching.
That's
channel one. Okay.
I think that's not usable.
No.
So, but yeah, what other features can we put in?
Yeah, I think you have to make it a bit flashy and popular, and then the usability is not that required, because like in the mobile phones, usability is not that good. I think
some of you had something to read about. Speech recognition, about you said one and the television turns on one, is that reachable? Maybe that's fair.
I didn't
that's fancy. That's who?
It's
12. Only the numbers, only numbers. Furthermore, nothing, but only the numbers 1 to 20 or something. That should be cool.
Yeah, maybe we have to integrate that as well if it's possible.
If it's
but
possible, I
don't
know.
I don't think
it's very expensive actually. Why should it?
Yeah,
you only have a microphone in it.
Yeah,
I didn't have information
but it has to work. And does it have to work only in English or in Dutch too?
No, maybe.
That's a problem.
And
only in English.
I don't know how it works then. That you're
it's
does
probably
it lie
my
in the center of the room and
out,
can you scream from wherever? Television channel one.
We have to think about that. But do we do it? It's
I don't know.
If
so
if we do
it. Is it very usable? That's what I'm looking at.
And do you have to speak in like in
yeah.
a thing or
is
maybe it's too hard to realize that we have short time to put it on the market, so that
okay.
we have to do a lot of testing before we can do that.
We can make the
remote control very flashy.
Indeed, the languages are a difficult thing because
I don't think it's useful enough to take the effort to design something with speech recognition.
And also, if you have a good speech recognition, you can just throw
someone says,
the remote away.
Give me one Coke, and the TV turns to one. Yeah, it's not.
That's the right command.
But
then you have to say TV channel one or something. Not just one, but
okay,
TV one.
That becomes because that's very hard for speech recognition.
Well, I don't know, but I don't think it's just ain't useful enough.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to make some decisions, so then you can see on the so we have to know what we're going to put on. Do we make a light under the numbers and everything?
I think if you
press something, it lights up for a few seconds, so you can see what it's there. Okay.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Okay, we just take that one. And what else we have?
Also the one in the dark. So it lights up when it's dark.
Yeah,
and
but it's I thought with that. Same if you push something.
Yeah, but
it doesn't work all the time.
Yes,
it
that's what I mean.
It work only when you use it. So
or you can switch it on or something.
No,
or
if
maybe
you
when
use
you
one button,
yeah.
it must turn
it
on
lights
for
up
20
yeah,
seconds.
That's right,
and then
yeah,
it must turn on.
Yeah, that's right. That's what
okay,
it's
yeah.
the same as a telephone.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
And do we use what's it called? Like an iMac that you can look through it?
Maybe just
maybe
as an option, like we discussed, like iPad, different colors, maybe use even different fonts, like phones.
Different colors, okay, so just make it
as an option, maybe.
And so the buttons we have, this is normal. We put in the simple buttons on the top, and probably the more the complicated buttons.
We don't really have any.
Yeah, maybe you
buttons.
You have the when you use teletext, you can press a green and a red button to the next one or to go.
I think the buttons are very easy with just standard buttons. We just have so.
But maybe you can put the options of teletext on the second level of the. Because you
don't
almost never use it.
Teletext options are only 4 buttons or something.
Yeah, but younger people, I think, more often use the internet, and elderly people often use teletext.
Yeah, I use teletext
I
as well.
Teletext every day, I think.
Yeah, for me too. So we just give it one level then?
Yeah, one level. And I think because we don't have that many buttons, I think the design is most important. You can integrate the buttons in the design very much.
Yeah.
Because there are simple buttons. If you put one above it, it's clear.
Yeah.